You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Pendengar sekalian, dengan berjalannya perjalanan kehidupan keluarga yang semakin cepat, kakek nenek masa kini harus beradaptasi dengan pendekatan baru. Jadi apa artinya menjadi kakek dan nenek di abad ke-21? Berikut ini sebuah rangkuman tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Amy Jin Yuang. Profesor Dorin Rosenthal telah mengalami gaya kakek nenek yang berbeda. Ia adalah cucu dari kakek nenek kelahiran Rusia pada awal abad ini. Pengalamannya dan pelajarannya itu digabungkan dengan lebih dari 1000 nenek dalam sebuah buku yang berjudulkan New Age Nanas, menjadi nenek di abad ke-21.
My grandparents, although they came out in the 20s, they still had a very different cultural lens through which they viewed the world. And of course, they were strangers to Australia, so they didn't really know the sort of expected behaviours and norms here. And they were stay-at-home women. My mother occupied a sort of middle ground. She was just before that period of transition for women from being at home, being homemakers, housewives, to doing paid work outside the home.
Saat ini, sekitar 2/3 orang tua dari keluarga pasangan yang bekerja dan membesarkan anak di bawah usia 15 tahun, kakek dan nenek memainkan peran penting sebagai pengasuh tidak resmi di Australia. Mereka merawat hampir 1/3 anak-anak sementara orang tua mereka bekerja. Profesor Rosenthal telah melakukan penelitian ekstensif terhadap kakek nenek kontemporer itu. Ia menemukan bahwa banyak nenek-nenek berbagi masalah dengan menantunya.
When a daughter-in-law didn't want the children to have any relationship with her partner's mother, sometimes the children get taken out of the country or out of the state or in places that are less accessible. And some of our grandmothers became very good at using technology to maintain a relationship. It's not an easy job. Most of the women we spoke to felt that they had to sort of put the needs of the grandchildren first before their own.
Menyadari dinamika dengan lebih baik keluarga yang baru, kakek nenek belajar mengekang diri mereka ketika mereka menyesuaikan diri dengan gaya pengasuhan baru yang berbeda dengan apa yang mereka alami.
The worst thing is for you to turn around to your son and or daughter and say, look, you're doing it the wrong way. I mean, however nicely you say it, you're doing it the wrong way. This is a better way. This is the way I used to do it. So you just have to back off and let your children manage their children in the way they want to. And of course, times have changed. I mean, you know, we didn't have a lot of the concerns that children these days have.
Para kakek dan nenek masa kini semakin berkurang memiliki kendali atas keluarga mereka. Apa yang telah dipelajari oleh Bill Asher selama bertahun-tahun sebagai kakek dari 3 cucunya adalah mengambil langkah mengalah dalam hal menyuarakan keprihatinannya.
The grandparents now is a backstop. They've got to be supportive. They can't interfere as much as they'd like to because it's the role of the parent to bring up the child. I know in a lot of Asian societies, for instance, the grandparent used to bring the child. Western society, it was very much a family affair, which did involve the grandparents. Now, not to that extent anymore. So I think the grandparent has just got to be there and just sense what goes on and step in where it's necessary. And you sort of be one step ahead of them all the time.
Dengan lebih dari 1/4 warga Australia dilahirkan di luar negeri, kakek nenek semakin mengandalkan teknologi baru sebagai sarana untuk menjaga hubungan keluarga tetap hidup. Sarjana dalam bidang migrasi di Universitas Western Australia, Profesor Loretta Baldassar, telah mempelajari keluarga transnasional dan penggunaan teknologi baru.
They have no other way of being in touch with grandchildren, particularly if they have got to a point in their lives when they're no longer able to travel long distances, which happens with aging. So for some grandparents, their only way of being in touch with their grandchildren is using new technologies.
Di dalam dunia digital, hubungan keluarga transnasional dapat dipertahankan dengan hati-hati melalui media sosial dan teknologi baru dengan partisipasi aktif oleh anggota keluarga yang berbeda-beda. Kakek, nenek masih dapat memberikan dukungan moral dan emosional bahkan tanpa menetap di dekat cucu-cucu mereka.
The video call facility is really a fantastic development because little children are not very good at talking on the phone, particularly if they don't want to talk on the phone. So what you can do with something like Skype or FaceTime or any of the video call facilities is you can just have it on and grandparents can just watch their grandkids as they would do if they were physically present.
Apakah penggunaan teknologi baru mengubah cara kita tetap terhubung dan menyediakan perawatan sebagai keluarga yang dipisahkan oleh jarak? Penelitian dari Profesor Baldassare menunjukkan bahwa banyak anak-anak dari keluarga transnasional sekarang berbicara dengan kakek nenek mereka sebagai identik dengan berbicara melalui perangkat digital. Istilah nanosecond kini bervariasi menjadi nanosecond dalam skenario ini.
What is the definition of a nanosecond? A nanosecond. And it's the time that it takes for Nana to like a picture of a grandchild that's posted by the mother on social media.
Saat ini, usia 80 tahun telah menjadi seperti usia 60 tahun baru, dan usia 60 tahun kini menjadi 40 tahun yang baru karena orang-orang dapat hidup lebih lama. Bill Asher, yang berusia 84 tahun, merasakan perannya sebagai kakek nenek juga telah berubah.
You should be a mentor as well as a playmate as much as you can because grandparents these days are a lot more active and they're a lot more able to involve themselves with the activities of the kids. I like involving myself with youngsters because they do keep you young. Now, you've got to look at them and you say, well, you can't keep up with them, but you can do your best.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.